are tuned in to Mid-Morning Empowerment here on Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.
So in a world that often emphasizes competition and individualism, it's crucial for boys to understand the value of genuine friendship and supportive relationships, from offering a listening ear to providing encouragement and standing up against bullying. Boys have the power to positively impact the lives of those around them. Join us as we discuss practical ways boys can cultivate meaningful friendship and support others with love, compassion, and Christ-like kindness. We are joined on the line by Evangelist Hashilima, who's going to be helping us with this one. My pastor, Evangelist, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. Thank you. And how are you too?
We are good. We are good. Thank you so much for coming through and speaking to us, Evangelist.
Okay. Yes. It was cutting. Now I can get you.
All right. No, all right. So I was saying that before we start, can you please... can you please offer a word of prayer first?
Okay, shall we pray? Thank you, dear Lord and our Father, for being gracious to us and offering us the gift of life and according us yet another opportunity to learn at your feet and to share your word. How we pray as we seek for the guidance of the Holy Spirit, that in our sharing, you may elevate us and you may help us to understand even as we share your word. In your name, Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen.
Amen and amen. What does it mean now to be a good friend as a boy or a young man, my pastor?
All right. Thank you so very much. So what it means to be a good friend, whether as a boy or as a young man, we need to understand that it involves some several keys and quality actions for somebody to be deemed as a good friend. So it simply means one has to be supportive, one needs to be empathetic, where a good friend will always be there to provide emotional support during the tough times. And they always have to be there to listen actively, to show empathy and to offer encouragement to their friends who need it. And to be a good friend simply means to be loyal and to be trustworthy to people, both in good and in bad times, when things are challenging and when actually there are different forms of growth which are so challenging, especially to young people of today.
So how can boys, my elder, my Mfundiswami, cultivate empathy and understanding towards their friends' struggles and challenges, because they do have friends that are going through the most? So how can they now help them?
Okay, so cultivating empathy and understanding are two very essential principles for building very strong friendships. So, yeah, the way they can cultivate them is one by being an active listener. So it takes a time and one's commitment to give in all, to listen to what the friend is going through so that they can properly share in what they are going through. So by listening attentively, they simply do not have to interrupt when the other person is talking, so as to get whatever the person is explaining. And also they need to learn to put themselves in their shoes, imagining themselves going through what the other person is going through. And this actually involves understanding someone's emotions from their own perspectives. And also we can ask some questions and also validate their feelings by letting their friends know that they really understand what they are going through, by practically actually being there, availing themselves when they are needed the most by their friends.
And you know, the other day I was speaking to another guest there, and then we spoke about the issues of communication. How men, it's often said that they're struggling with communication, but sometimes that might not be the case. But now, my elder, how can they now be active listeners? You know, because you do know that men sometimes can be reserved, and you know, how can they be active listeners and play a role of being that supportive friend?
Okay, so the way they can be active listeners, we know that sometimes to be an active listener, there are a few key things that we do miss, especially when somebody is trying to share out with you what they are going through. And then before you can even fully understand what they are trying to explain to you from their perspective, you come in with your own experience, which does not match with theirs. And then you try to offer a solution. So by being always there to actively listen, it will just simply mean taking time to at least let them express themselves, at least to a point where they will fully feel they have exhausted all they wanted to share. Then now, as a friend, that is where you come in to offer advice. You come in to give an impact that is very positive towards their situation. And where you also, yes, and where you also avoid being judgmental to them, because you think sometimes by maybe coming in faster than you are expected to, somebody might think or might feel you are being quick to come in to interrupt. As a result, they might feel maybe you are actually being judgmental on their situation, trying to bring in your own ideas without first understanding what they are going through.
Yes, yes. And also now, my elder, you know, boys are known to be bullies, right? They are known, we know that most of them, they are bullies, even though girls can be bullies as well. But how can they now show compassion as well as kindness towards their friends in times of need, and also just in general, you know, so that they don't carry on that stigma of saying boys can be bullies or boys are bullies?
Okay, so the way the boys can actually stand in to show kindness and also compassion towards their friends. So there is one through the act of kindness. You know, sometimes in a world where they are being bullied, it's one thing that actually some people find it so very difficult to stand on their own, or even to actually reach out to a friend, because they don't know who to reach out to. So in a situation where a young man or a boy finds themselves where they are being bullied, so there is one thing that they need to understand. As a person that is there trying to offer good support as a friend, you need always to be there to reframe what you hear, actually to reframe what you hear from them. So when you are reframing what you hear from them, sometimes somebody would come and actually show that demeaning actually principle actively in your presence. And then when they run to you for help as one that is being run to, what then do you do?
Yeah.
So we find that we need to always be there to compliment them and to acknowledge what they are going through, and always to remind them that by them standing up for themselves, speaking out, actually stating their principles, it will help them stand out as principled people, people that are not easily moved or shaped by what other people believe in.
Yeah, indeed, my elder woman. So looking at, that, yes, we are understanding now the theory part and everything else, but what are some practical ways in which our boys, you know, can offer encouragement and affirm their friends' strength as well as their talent?
Okay, so on that one, it is very important that they are trained and they are talented, are acknowledged, are recognized, so that their friendship and their relationship is built so strongly. Because in most cases, what destroy the young people, even in their upbringing, is not acknowledging the little they are able to do and achieve through their efforts. So one of the things is they deserve a compliment.
Mm-hmm.
So genuine compliments actually are really very important. They play a very pivotal role in shaping out their lives. So whether it's praising their creativity, intelligence, or even kindness, it's just something very important that one has to consider because it goes a long way. So we need to acknowledge their achievements at all costs, knowing and realizing the fact that whatever a little achievement they have made at any level of their life requires a sacrifice also to learn how to achieve it.
Yes.
So if they have actually taken in much interest to learn and finally they've achieved something, then we just let that go. I think it really demotivates them a lot. So we need also to encourage their passions, at least showing interest in what they love the most. So attending their performances and also reading through or going through what they are writing, this shows so much support and appreciation. And most importantly, we need also to remind them of their strengths. When they do better, let's tell them that, okay, no, in challenging times, you need to be reminded of your resilience in your inner strength as an individual and encourage them to keep on remembering that. This encouragement actually will affirm the building of the trust in their genuine friendships that they make.
So as we near the end, Mama Evangelist, there, how can boys now stand up against bullying and support their peers who might be experiencing some mistreatment or discrimination?
Okay, so, you know, boys sometimes, oftentimes, I should say, they can take several actions to stand up against bullying and support their peers. So I would like to share a few key principles that they can use. The first one is where they learn to join in prevention programs. So they can participate in their school's bullying or violence prevention programs, where these initiatives actually create awareness and provide tools to address bullying so effectively. And the other point is media mediation, where if their schools if their schools don't have formal programs, so boys can still initiate peer mediations, working things out with a bullying through a respective communication, where this can lead to a very positive change. Or the other point is being inclusive and being kind. You see, even if they are not victims of bullying sometimes, they themselves can prevent it by being inclusive, respectful, and also... Hello, are you getting me?
I'm listening to you, my elder.
Oh, okay. Thank you so much. Yeah, so I was saying, so they can actually prevent themselves by being inclusive, respectful, and kind to their peers. So if they witness bullying, they can stick up to the victim and offer support. So they need also to be encouraged to stand up on their own, to stand up for their friends, others who are being bullied. Mm-hmm. So their actions will help the victim feel supported and even stop the bullying. Mm-hmm. And in most cases, small actions can make a big difference in creating a safer environment for everyone. And everyone has to be taught to say, you stand where you stand, and you just need to come out in the open to share out what you feel, where you are not able to do things on your own. At least it's not good or helpful to just stand and keep quiet to yourself. Mm. These are the cases where if somebody is being bullied a lot, some even end up committing suicide, or perhaps just venturing into activities that end up destroying their future life. Mm-hmm. So by being advised to come out in the open, to share out with their friends what they are going through, I think this can really offer a physical as well as emotional support to those mm-hmm. that are being bullied by their friends.
Hey, yeah. And, you know, my elder, you're raising the issue of, you know, that support that is needed, because sometimes you may not know who to turn to, you know, but if your friend whom you are age mates and whatnot also comes through, it's easy for you to speak out like that. So, my elder, any closing words regarding this issue of how our boy children can be good friends? And then after that, please do offer a word of prayer for us.
Okay, thank you so much. My closing remarks would be, I think, I would really like to give an urgent, an appeal, especially to the elderly, because we know and understand that these people are coming from homes, even when they find themselves under these circumstances in schools or where they are just themselves with their peers, they are coming from homes, and sometimes they also do meet elderly people. Mm. It is really very important to always be there to make sure the way we talk to them and actually how we encourage them really exerts that very positive impact and influence upon them to be able to make a difference. Mm. So if we can live like this, then we know we are able to stand and become a good people. Otherwise, it is very possible for young people of this generation, even if things are really becoming very bad, deteriorating every day, it's still possible to raise a generation of young people who can be very positive, who can be very good, and of good influence towards others.
Indeed. Please so do offer a word of prayer, my elder.
Thank you so much. We bless your name, dear Lord, and we thank you for sharing with us, and we thank you for educating us in your word. We pray for your blessings upon every young child that is struggling, upon everyone that is passing through circumstances they cannot bear on their own. Be their guide, and through their friends, close and even near, may you offer the support that they need in order to become responsible children. In your name, Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen.
Amen and amen. Dalawami, thank you so much for coming through and speaking to us about how our boy children can actually be, good friends to their peers. May you have yourself a blessed day.
Thank you so much, and have a blessed day too.
Amen.
You are tuned in to Mid-Morning Empowerment here on Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.